We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A Saturday night I was looking forward to discuss with you as the Yankees keep their season alive, at least for an evening, or at least for a morning. We'll find out as they will try to take the series later today and gain a game on the Red Sox. Heading into the series, you were hoping to gain two games, at least in a four-game set. Obviously, the COVID situation wiped out Thursday, turned this into a three-game set, and the Yankees have now got off the deck and took the middle game of this three-game set. The Mets had an awful day. I mean, it doesn't get worse than what the Mets went through. They get the bad news early in the day with injuries for Lindor and DeGrom, and we'll get to that, and then blow a game that you can't blow, losing three straight to the Pittsburgh Pirates, up 6-0 in the eighth inning. That's only the Yankees do that. Didn't someone tell the Mets only the Yankees blow games like that? And now all the questions that Diaz has kind of quieted for a lot of the season are going to come rushing back as he's now blown two consecutive attempts, two consecutive blown saves. His ERA is up to 4.17, and you're questioning whether or not the back end of this Mets bullpen is good enough. But let's start with the Yankees as they manage to keep the season alive for a night. Like I said, they're getting shut down by Nathan Eovaldi, which happens all the time. Ever since he left the Yankees, he's become, whether it's Tampa Bay or Boston, whether it's in the World Series, whether it's against the Yankees, somehow he became a great pitcher the second he left. All the promise they saw with the Marlins never came to fruition with the Yankees, but he's figured it out since. He was an all-star this year, and he shuts the Yankees down every chance you get, and he's just been terrific, and he had it going tonight, locating everything. And unfortunately, you know, the game starts with a delay, which I hate. And I understand what they're thinking. The last thing the Yankees want to do, now I'm not positive whether the Yankees are the ones who make this delay to start the game or it's Major League Baseball. I know Major League Baseball makes the decision to cancel the game. Can the Yankees have an input into when it starts? I think so. And I can understand why. You don't want to, they're expecting a short storm. You don't want to start Cole and have him throw an inning or two and then suddenly now you're in a delay and you might have lost your ace pitcher, which is exactly what he is. But I hate these rain delays when there's no rain. And so the game starts with a rainless rain delay and obviously ends getting cut short in the sixth inning and the Yankees take it 3-1. But the big story of this game is not Eovaldi shutting them down because they managed to come through with a couple of clutch hits, getting no hit through five. And Greg Allen, of all people, who looks like one of the only guys who have, you know, come up as this COVID relief and this outfield that the Yankees are, you know, patching together with duct tape. He seems to put good at bats. He gets a double. And then DJ LeMahieu, who has been the guy, besides Gleyber Torres, who's done absolutely nothing. DJ LeMahieu, to me, has been one of the more disappointing Yankees because of what he's been the last 2 years. He's been one of the great clutch runners in scoring position hitters in all of baseball for the last 2 years. And this year, along with everything else going wrong that you could possibly imagine, DJ LeMahieu has really struggled with runners in scoring position. He's a shell of himself in that in that department. And he comes through with a big hit to tie the game. Then we get to the sixth, and Sanchez and Torres go back-to-back. And the Yankees score some runs, but the story of this game is Cole is back. Gerrit Cole with another complete game. That's right, I'm going to use it. No one's apologizing for winning a game in six innings. And Gerrit Cole, again, with 11 strikeouts, working to Gary Sanchez, no less. That proves it. If he can do this with Gary Sanchez, it proves it. He's back. So after the sticky stuff situation and after struggling to really just be dominant, even though he had a couple of good starts right out of the gate after this broke and after his name was brought up, he had a couple of decent starts. Then he had the two dreadful ones against the Red Sox and the Mets. But what he's been able to do now, these last two starts, obviously last Saturday night in Houston going the complete game shutout, 129 pitches. Tonight, dominant, going through the middle of the Red Sox lineup like a hot knife through butter. 11 strikeouts in six innings. He was heading out there for the seventh because he's a horse. That's what he is. Yeah, he got a couple of breaks. Yeah, that wasn't probably a check. That was probably a check swing to at the end of the sixth with Vasquez. Yeah, the first out of that inning to Verdugo was probably inside, but the Yankees aren't apologizing for anything, and they'll take all the breaks they can get because they absolutely need it as their season is on the line here. Their division, their chances at the division are on the line if they're not already gone. And they can't afford to lose this game later today. They couldn't afford to lose ground to the Red Sox. This was the game where the ace was on the mound coming off one of his best starts in a Yankee uniform, his best start in a Yankee uniform, and one of his best starts of his career. A dominant force. And he got right back out there, and he gave up a run early. Kiki Hernandez seems to have his number, and he gave up a first-pitch leadoff double to start the game, pitched around that, and was just his dominant self, locating, fastball up around 100, dotting his curveball, looking like the ace. So everyone can relax. That's the first thing. Everyone could just take a step back and not have to worry about whether Gerrit Cole was going to be the same pitcher now that they've had this new rule implemented and you won't be able to use spider tack or whatever other elements they can find on the periodic table that can, you know, make a ball sticky. So you're able to get through that. And then a couple of big hits. Gleyber Torres with a swing I couldn't believe actually went out of the building. He gets beat inside practically, but I guess he gets the barrel to it and sends it into the short porch. His first home run since June 5th against the Red Sox. June 5th. But Gary Sanchez comes through, who's been their best hitter for a long time now, besides Judge, but he's come up with more clutch hits than anyone else on this team, and another huge home run to give them the lead and change the feeling of this game, change the feeling against the Red Sox right now. It's only for a night, but this was an important win for the New York Yankees, a win they had to have, followed up by a game today they will have to have. With Tyone on the mound, it is a game the Yankees have to have. You can't afford to drop another game to the Red Sox in the standings. You can't come out of this nine games out going in eight. You got to come out at least seven games out if you want any chance at the division. And what they're able to go through, you see the back end of this lineup, and unfortunately for LeCastro, he gets hurt making a play in the first inning, tears his ACL. You feel bad for him, a young kid traded over here from Arizona, you know, a New York kid, happy to be here. Playing well, kind of gave the Yankees a little bit of a spark. Athletic, could run, can play center field, which is something the Yankees are going to need because Brett Gardner continues to just stink the place up. But the Yankees come through with a big win, depleted from COVID, depleted from injuries. Their ace stood on the mound and made sure it happened tonight for the New York Yankees. And also, obviously, so much went on with this game between the pouring rain and then Verdugo in the outfield getting hit with a baseball, which is, it just makes you sick. I don't understand it. I'm sure alcohol has a role to play in it, obviously, and fans can be stupid, but this is the second time now from this Yankee fan base we've seen things thrown on the field, baseballs thrown on the field while the opposing team is in the outfield. Cut it out. I mean, I don't want to get on a soapbox, and if you're dumb enough to do it, you're probably not in the position to listen to me right now. Nor do you care what I have to say, but this is just ridiculous. And the stories, he was trying to throw a ball to a Red Sox fan. A Yankee fan takes it and throws it back at him and hits him in the neck. I mean, what are we doing here? You got the Yankees chastising their own fan base, and rightfully so. It's absolutely ridiculous to throw things on the field and to hit an opposing player with a baseball. It's just embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for Yankee fans right now. Normally, I'm embarrassed because you want to fire Boone every day. Now I'm embarrassed because you're acting stupid. Just horrendous. But so much went on in this game in the short six innings. Clutch hits, which we haven't seen all the time. Cole finally working with Sanchez and not being an issue at all, looking as dominant as he ever has. Gleyber Torres hitting a home run. DJ LeMahieu coming through with a hit. And the Yankees, for one night, stave off division collapse and take the first win against the Boston Red Sox. First in eight tries. They are now 1-7 against the Boston Red Sox. And for the Mets, it's just absolute disaster. As I said, to start the day, you get the news. Lindor has a grade 2 oblique strain. Those are 4 to 8 weeks. He's, you know, talking about he'll be back as soon as he can. He'll be back for the season. He's gone for a long time, folks. Lindor's gone. And then the DeGrom tightness that continues to be an issue. It's almost every bullpen. The manager was on with Carton and Roberts earlier in the week talking about, you know, we're not sure when he's going to throw a bullpen. He hasn't made it to the ballpark, you know, kind of. And then apparently he feels some tightness in his forearm during a bullpen on Friday night. Now he's scratched. They did take an MRI. It seems clean, no structural damage, which is also just the standard response every time this guy gets a test, but he feels something every time. He's constantly skipping starts for minor injuries that turn out to be nothing, which is better than the alternative. But this is starting to get, it's a pattern now where he can't go more than a couple of starts without feeling something in his shoulder, in his arm, and wherever. And they're heading down the stretch here. And after blowing this game and losing three in a row, after, you know, Lugo comes in there and gives up five runs in the eighth inning and looks terrible. And then you get Diaz blowing a game, you know, hitting a pop fly to left field. But I don't care. I don't care how hard it was hit. I don't care if it should have been an out. I don't care if Diaz thought it was an out, pointing his finger in the air. The ball went out against Jacob Stalling. And now you've lost three straight games to the Pittsburgh Pirates. You're 2.5 up in the division. The Atlanta Braves, who everybody figured was just going to tuck their tail between their legs and go home after the Acuna injury, decide to trade for Jock Peterson. He hits a home run tonight in the 9-0 blowout of Tampa Bay. So as the woefully bad Atlanta Braves, who have completely fallen on their face and had a miserable season here, lose their best player, management steps up, gets them a replacement, you know, not nearly as good, but a replacement. They're not going to give up. They're going to continue to chase you, and you just lost three straight to Pittsburgh, including a game you're up 6-0 in the eighth inning. You've lost your star shortstop, and your best pitcher, the best pitcher in the world, is sore with forearm tightness. This is not where you want to be coming out of an All-Star break. I mean, what's going on with both these teams coming out of the All-Star break? Whether it's COVID and injuries and blowing leads. The Mets and Yankees have gotten off to a terrible start overall. I know the Yankees are 1-1, but just with the play on the field plus the injuries, it has been a brutal start to the second half. And, you know, right now, the Braves are watching themselves pound the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Mets, the Braves are watching themselves pound the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Mets can't get out of their way in Pittsburgh. And, I mean, you never thought in a million years they lose this game. Even, you know, Lugo gives up the five runs, and then leading off the ninth, you get the home run from Nimmo, who's been terrific, who's come back and been a great player. It starts the night, where J.D. Davis coming back from injury after all the talk about possibly Chris Bryan, someone to come in here and play third base. He comes back, first start back, two-run home runs. You build this 6-run lead. You're feeling good about at least the play on the field for the night, despite the injuries. And then the back end of the bullpen blows it. Now you're back to worrying about Diaz, worrying about whether he's the guy. Do you have to go out and add a bullpen piece? Do you want to go out and try and get a closer to shore this thing up? Do you feel confident with him on the mound? And the Mets can't get out of their way in Pittsburgh, while the Braves, who aren't giving up on themselves, have Freed pitch a tremendous game. They go out and trade for Peterson. He hits a home run. They beat up the Tampa Bay Rays 9-0. Philadelphia, thankfully, bullpen is just atrocious. Both their bullpens are atrocious. So I'm not telling you the National League East has found itself, but I'm telling you none of them are giving up. And the Mets can't afford to, you know, flounder around losing games. They're up 6-0 at Pittsburgh. While you're losing your, although he hasn't been your best player because he's having a terrible first half, but you lose your superstar shortstop that you paid $300+ million to, and Jacob DeGrom, the most dominant athlete in professional sports right now, continues to have issues, whether it's right lat tightness on May 4th. I'm looking at SMY now. Side tightness on May 10th, right flexor tendonitis on June 11th, right shoulder soreness on June 16th, forearm tightness on July 17th. It's just on and on and on. So that's the Mets' day. The Mets wake up to the best pitcher on the planet has forearm tightness, which is the last thing you want to hear, whether the screen came back with no structural damage or not. Forearm tightness is the last thing you want to hear. You've got Lindor out for 4 to 8 weeks, and you just blew a game to Pittsburgh. One hell of a Saturday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.